没法师嘛哈、哦，好，诸位看不见的法师哈、哦，嗯，还有诸位菩萨，嗯，好像一年没来的是吧？
对，
啊，阿弥陀佛，又见面的哈、哦。
Everyone, good to see you. It's been a year.
我刚才就跟菩萨讲说，我们最新的有一个叫做第一顺位啊。第一顺位啊，这个是我大概是这一年吧，应该可能是回去以后才发觉禅修有一个非常重要的这个原则，叫第一顺位啊。
So, I have a new concept to share with you, which is called the first priority. This is something that I discovered after I went back to Taiwan, and this is a very important principle.
那我一直希望把禅修用到生活上。那之前我在美国前后八年啊，实际上是七年啊。那从向刚开车到东出两个小时，我希望就是能够也是要禅修放松啊，很专注的开车嘛，可是好像都没办法达成啊，那我也不晓得原因在哪里。
So, I was in New York for 7 years, and I always wanted to apply Chan in daily life. And when I was in New York, I used to drive from DDRC to the Chan Center here all the time. And then I tried to apply Chan, and then I wanted to drive in a very peaceful and relaxed way, but I couldn't really do that.
那我记得我在台湾啊，台湾的屏东，就是台湾南部啊，屏东市到一个潮州镇，大概有40分钟的车程。那每一次我开车去，我都是可以放松，而且就是用禅修的方法清楚你的动作啊感觉。那只要开车一次，那就等于40分钟的禅修。
But when I was in Taiwan, I used to drive all the time from Taipei to Pingdong, which is the south, and it would take about 40 minutes. And I was always able to use method and be very relaxed and be really aware, clearly aware of my bodily sensation and my movements.
我在屏东那个地方是四年，对不对？我说这个观念方法我都会了，那为什么？从向刚到东出没办法，那我也搞不清楚，所以回了台湾以后才知道原因。
And so when I was in Taiwan, every time I drive for 40 minutes, it's as if I have practiced Chan for 40 minutes. But when I was in New York, I wasn't able to apply this. I wasn't able to use my method when I drive, and I finally found out why after I returned to Taiwan.
我最后发觉，原来我从向刚开始到东出，我的第一顺位就是 priority， 就第一顺位就是早到十分钟。所以只要有堵车，我就看看怎么样可以赶快超车，那超一步就很高兴啊。那只要这条路堵车，我一看不对，那应该要走什么 paradise 还是什么，你就会一直转过来转过去。当然你的第一顺位是早到嘛，所以你是散乱的，然后你的心是紧张的。那你散乱的紧张当然就是散乱的结果，那紧张的身心嘛，怎么可能会变成轻松。
So, then I found out why I couldn't apply my method, because when I was trying to drive from DDRC to Chan Center here,My goal, my first priority was to arrive 10 minutes earlier. So whenever there's traffic and I try to figure out which way is faster, and then I try to pass the other cars and then just to so that I can be early. Then of course, this results in like very tense body, and then you couldn't with this mindset, there's no way that you can have a very peaceful or very relaxed results.
所以我就化解原来是你的第一顺位，因为这对你来讲最重要嘛，所以你就选择找到，当然就是什么，就是禅修对你来讲是第二顺位。
So the first priority is very important because if I choose to be there earlier, and then I choose to practice Chan as my second priority, of course, you're not going to achieve any Chan practice because your first priority takes over.
其实你找到有什么用？没有啊，这边也没事啊。
And this is, what's the use of coming here earlier? Because I get here, I have nothing to do. There's no purpose of coming here earlier.
而且通常是你赶快抢抢的话，你只是找到等红绿灯而已。有没有？你赶快抢，结果你在那边等红绿灯。你如果慢到的话，等红绿灯可能就是一分钟嘛。你找到的话，等红绿灯五分钟。整体来讲，你并没有找到。
And then usually what happens is when you're rushing, and then you tend to wait at the traffic light longer. And if you're relaxed, sometimes it takes less time to wait for the traffic light.
所以我回台湾以后，就发觉了原来第一顺位没有特别去想第一顺位，可是心中是有第一顺位，所以我就改变了啊。以后开车，我就除非赶路，否则的话我就选择放松禅修为第一顺位。会堵车，然后会帮助我禅修的路，我是选择那条路了。
So when I was in Taiwan, I wasn't really thinking about this first priority, but in my mind, the first priority was to practice Chan. And then now I discovered that, so I decided to purposely choose my first priority is to practice Chan. And then I purposely choose the roads that have the most traffic to, but then my first priority is to relax and use my method.
从此以后，诶，也不是从此以后啊。你那个恶习哈，还是不自觉的哈，你会去规划路线，然后哪个地方避免塞车，这是一个恶习哈。另外一个就是，自己就想到，那我就想说好，因为现在没赶路嘛，那我说反正堵车刚好就是什么，越堵车越好，因为什么，你不用被人家叭叭叭嘛，这样就可以一直禅修。
So.Only when I was really in a rush, then I would not use this method. If any time I was not really pressed by time, I would always choose to practice Chan as my first priority. My previous mindset, which is to choose, getting there earlier, is actually a very bad habit. And then now I purposely choose whichever road has most traffic, and no one's going to honk at you because you're not going anywhere, and then you can really apply your method.
好，那这个有了以后，接下来我又发觉又有第二个坏习惯呢。譬如说，我今天有哪些事情啊？今天有十项事情，那我就先规划啊，先做哪一项，做哪一项啊？这个规划以后，接下来譬如说好。我要譬如说我就等于是也是牵电线啊，或者说做什么事我就开始说我第一个步骤要做什么做什么，结果还是什么，你不需要想，结果你是什么，你是以把事情做好做快为第一顺位，结果你的禅修还是不见了。
So my very bad habit is to plan ahead all the time and keep planning.And so, for example, that I was trying to fix the electrical, the lines here. And then I was planning the whole time. And then even though I tried to change my priority, but then your habit doesn't really change. Gradually, your habit just takes over. And then you start planning. And then you start having this goal, this mindset of I have to fix this. I have to do this. I have to get this done by a certain time.
然后我就想到，因为我们今天是东初禅师的什么 临时什么大电站，那之前可能没有看过，这边有一些灯是什么，有些大电站的地方是不是很什么，就是灯光不足嘛，那我会牵电线，所以我说我来吧，我就加装啊，前后大概有一个月啊，然后我就一直在规划，乃至于在做早晚课的时候，那我说很那当然，那事实上我嘴巴唱了大部分的时间在规划说，哦，那边要装个条子，那个电线要怎么牵？
And so you know, right now we have this temporary Chan Hall, and there is some electrical lines that need to be fixed. And then I say, okay, I know how to do it. Let me take care of it. So then my habit comes up. I was constantly planning how can I fix this better, which parts needs to be fixed. Even when I was chanting, when I was doing the morning and evening service, when I was chanting,And then in the middle of it, I would start planning. Say, okay, this one doesn't have enough light. I need to put more lights here.
然后不只是这样子，我那连续一个月，然后一直在规划，然后半夜都想起来，哦，起来做，但是你起来做会被人家告，所以只好忍住了。
Not only it happens when I was doing the service or chanting services for the whole month.I even wanted to get up in the middle of the night and start doing all the work, but then I knew I couldn't do that in the middle of the night. You know, the neighbors will come and sue us.
那因为我是专注型的，那也是其实一个好习惯，也是一个恶习啊。
So I'm that type of person who is very focused and very concentrated. That you can say that this is a good habit, but at the same time, it's a bad habit.
比如说我以前就是一个数学题目，我解不开，我就咬住吃饭走路都在想那个题目。
For example, back in the day when I was learning math, if there's a problem that I really needed to solve, I would be thinking of it the whole time, even when I was walking, when I was eating, I would be thinking how to solve the problem.
那这如果是单纯的参话头，什么事都不做，是一个好的，它是在日常生活当中。它实际上是给你困扰的啊。
So if you're using this kind of attitude when you practice 话头, this is a good practice. But then it will impact your daily life. So this kind of not thinking can only be used in the Chan Hall. When you're doing this kind of very concentrated practice, it will deeply affect your daily life.
也就是说。我可以什么全身投入，但是什么拔不出来。
So it's sort of like I devoted my whole self, my whole body and mind into this practice, and then I'm deeply there, and I couldn't let myself out.
那师傅他们是，他可以全身投入，然后可以在一半就退出来。
And 师傅 is different from me.He can also devote his whole body and mind into something, doing it, but in the middle of it, he can just stop and then pull himself out completely.
比如说我牵电线，我在开始规划要怎么做。那今天晚上，比如说做到十点，可能只是完成十分之一或是一半，他就可以停下来了。停下来以后，即使一个月两个月他都可以不要再想。
For example, fixing the electrical lines, maybe you take a month and doing it, and you only finish one-tenth or half of the work, and then you have something to do, and then 师傅 can just stop with the work, and then go to do other things, and without thinking about fixing the electrical lines,At all.
就像有人说你全身投入做菜，哦，可以煮到一半就是圆满的，哦，那我就是接下来没有煮熟都没关系，停下来就停下来。
It's kind of like when you're cooking, and you're cooking, and then in the middle of cooking, and you can stop, and then it's already, even though it's not completely cooked, it's okay, it's already perfect, and then you can go do other things.
就是你不要认为说我要做到什么情况之下、哦、我才满意，什么随时满意的。
So don't have this expectation that you need to reach certain goals to be satisfied、with yourself. At any time, any point, you're completely satisfied.
所以你那个满足是在任何时空都可以满足的。
Your satisfaction is fulfilled at any time, any moment.
这样子的话，你的心就可以什么可。可什么？可攻什么？可守或是可投入，可以什么？随时投入，随时什么退出。
So in this way, you're able to operate your mind. You're able to either, we say attack or defense, go into defense. In another words, you can put your whole mind into doing something completely, and the next moment you can pull it out, entirely.
这样的话，你这个禅的东西，你就发觉，就在你日常生活当中，你就有一个禅的，就是等于是禅师的，我们说见解，前世的禅师的知见跟行，我们叫跟禅师或是跟祖师或是跟佛的同见同行。
So if you can apply Chan in this way in your daily life, then you're able to operate like the Chan masters. You have the same viewpoints, you have the same right view and the same action. And we call it you are in accordance with the masters in terms of your viewpoint and your action.
那拉拉，我们还没进入主题，不过这个我们已经在讲了，只是另一个方式在讲信心品、啊、
So, we haven't really started our topic today, but it is related to what we're going to be talking about, which is the faith in mind.
他们说叫我讲浅一点，但是我还是没办法讲浅、啊、
So people told me that I should not go too deep or too profound, but I really have a hard time doing that.
因为我现在 要讲个几例，你听得懂就听得懂，听不懂就等于 当成说乱讲好了。
So if you can understand, then that's great. If you cannot understand, then just think of me as I'm just talking gibberish.
那就举个例子，现在我在讲经嘛，对不对哈？那你们在听嘛，那我看到的哈，西方人啊，只要听。听得觉得受用，他就继续听；听得觉得不受用，他就不客气就离开。
要指名道姓？
没有，就西方人。
一定要讲西方人。
不希望等一下我要讲东方人了，因为我还是讲东方人了。
okay, so I'll give you an example. I'm giving you a lecture, and then you're listening to me. And sometimes English speakers, when they understand the talk.And they would stay and really listen attentively. But when some people don't understand the talk, they tend to just get up and leave.
那我们中国人呢？他听不懂，但是他可以一直坐下来，因为他庄严道场。
And for Chinese speakers, even though they don't understand what I'm talking about, but then they just sit there and then they listen. And because they want to adorn this Chan practice.
其实他是不好意思离开了。
But in fact, the reason they're staying because they feel embarrassed of leaving.
好，那我为什么讲这个例子呢？我在从最高的立场啊，为什么不能离开啊？你离开就是颠倒啊。
So let me tell you from the most ultimate principle why you could not, you shouldn't leave. If you leave, that is called the reversed or inverted view.
我们说，三就是什么？我有一个叫名字叫三见行啊，就是我们在任何一个时刻都有知见、心态。行为就三个的选择，
知
事件，先看行为还是现象？
现象也可以，就现象。Okay. 或行为也可以啦，就是现代现象，行为也可以。Okay.
So, at any moment, there are three factors that would affect your behavior. One is your viewpoint. The second one is the mindset or attitude. The third one is called phenomena or your action. All these three are factors that will affect your behavior.
好，譬如说你们现在在听，对不对？那你认为法师在讲，你在听，这是一般人就是理所当然的，就是有能听的我，然后所听的外境或是法师才不要听经，这是一般人的，叫做什么？就是叫三轮不空哦。
So for now, example, when you're listening, for ordinary beings, there must be the I that's listening, and then there's a 法师 that's talking. So there is a subject that's listening, and then there's an object that's talking, and then we call it that it's not emptiness. This is not like three fields of non-emptiness.
就是只要你有能听的我，然后所看能所听的对象，只要有能跟所叫做二元对立，那就是叫做无明。
So as long as there's a self that's listening, and then there's an external that is speaking, that is called duality, and that is ignorance.
那在无明的这一个，是这个基础之下，因为是有能听跟所听嘛，那你就会有合意跟不合意，那合意的话，那基本上你就什么啊，就一直想听。那不合意的话，我刚才讲说中国人就什么，还是不好意思离开，还是庄严道场嘛。希望人我浪费我的时间，掉头就走。这样就是什么？你就在这个当中，你起贪心嗔心。那有我在听，有人在讲的话，那就叫做愚痴哈。所以你怎么听，就是修行贪嗔痴。
Okay, so as under this impact of ignorance, then as long as there's a subject and object, and you start to have favorable or unfavorable.You generate this sensation or feeling of favorable or unfavorable. So if this is favorable and you want to listen more, you keep listening and listening. And if the talk is boring or if you don't understand, then you have this disfavorable feeling. And then you have this rejection, then you want it to, you know, get up and leave. So...That is a result of anger and greed. So as long as there's a self, there's ignorance. And no matter how much you're listening, and as long as there's a self listening, you are actually practicing ignorance, greed, and hate, and anger.
好，那假如你懂了，就是也是知见嘛，知见就是有我的，那心态就是有取有舍，现在我们这边。有贪有嗔有起有舍，那接下来因为有贪有嗔有起有舍，你就要改变现象。
So because your viewpoint, there you feel there's a self, so then in your mindset, your attitude, it generates anger or greed, and then next you want to grasp or reject or trying to change.The phenomenon, trying to change the external environment.
好，那接下来就是说，觉悟者的知见，这里面我们讲说，全部都是我，全部都不是我，这是第一个知见。
So for enlightened beings, their viewpoint is different. First, they would think everything is the self, but everything is not the self.
比如说，我现在在讲。我这个色相还有这个声音是你的心性所感知的。 是你圣灵讲说就是你感知的，就是你的，或是就是你。
So for example, everything is not is theirs. For example, your forms, the phenomena, or the sound that appears is all aware by the enlightened beings, and then it's all it's all theirs, and because it's all aware by them, so everything belongs to them. So you can say all phenomena is.Belongs to them, or the phenomenon is them.
不是，是属于你，不是属于那个。
And if you want to say it, in the perspective of yourself, all phenomena, all forms or sounds belongs to you. It's yours. It belongs to me. Whatever I am aware of belongs to me. It's mine. Or you can say the phenomena is me.
就像我们平常有没有？我们在做梦有没有？梦中你看到了张三李四，梦中的路人路甲，梦中的男主角女主角，不管是哪一个，全部都是你所创造出来，你所名的，所以全部都是你。
So take the example of a dream state. So when you're dreaming, the everything in your dream, this pedestrian one, pedestrian two.And yourself and all the other people, they are all you because they're in the dream.
那因为你在梦中不知道全部都是你的、哦、所以在梦中可能做了一个好梦，或者做了跟人家吵架的梦，那你不晓得跟自己吵架。
So in the dream, everything is you, is yours, but you're not aware of it.So you might feel I just had a good dream, or you just had a bad dream because you fought with someone in the dream.
你不知道那个梦中全部都是你，就是跟你吵架的那个也是你，那能吵架的那个也是你，是就是一些妄念嘛，但你不知道，所以生气嘛，或是很哇好舒服。
So you don't know that it's a dream. All of them are just your.Deluded or wandering thoughts. The person that's fighting with you is you. The person that you are fighting is you. So the you in the dream is you, but the person that you're fighting with is also you. But you don't know that, and then you feel that you had a good dream or a bad dream.
就你生气或是喜欢你是
不知道，
你不知道啊，你以为是真的生气了。
Or you could be angry, or you could be, you know, very happy, but you're not aware of it.
那我举个例子啊，我曾经心中的妈妈这边不知道讲了多久了啊，心中的妈妈哈。
So we're going to talk about the mother in your mind. We've been talking about this for many, many years.
就是我讲得很苦恼啊，然后。信众也听得很苦恼，因为他们听不懂。那我不晓得怎么讲，他们才能够听懂。两个人都很苦恼。
So for example, I'm having a hard time trying to go through this lecture, and the audience are having a hard time understanding me. So everyone is in vexation.
所以我现在不是怎么讲让你懂，我要收集那些他们怎么懂的例子啊。所以我现在在。解释说，有一个人是怎么懂心中的妈妈不是妈妈。
So for example, the mother in your mind is not your real mother. So I now don't try to explain different ways and try to make you understand. Instead, I ask those people who really understand what I was talking about, and then why they understand, what are the critical points that allow them to understand. So I start collecting those examples.
我们在 LA 有一个菩萨、啊、我就讲心中的妈妈不是妈妈，他每次听到以后就想要跳上来、哦、跟我 argue、哦、但是看到人家那老参都没有动，他大概是可能是他不理解的问，可能是他的问题，不是我讲错了，所以他就只有按兵不动，三年就是想要跳上来，没跳上来。
So there was a practitioner in LA.Every time I went there and talked about the mother in your mind is not your real mother, he always wanted to jump on stage and argue with me. And then, but then he saw all these people, the senior practitioners, they just sat there and they're listening. And then so he felt, okay, maybe there's something that I'm not understanding. Maybe those people understood, but maybe I don't understand. So he didn't do anything. He didn't jump on stage.
直到有一天他晚上做梦，你们知道梦中相当于某种程度的禅定。梦中是这样，你梦中的时候，你的那一种那个什么，就脑什么什么波是不贝塔，不是贝塔波，一般平常是贝塔波。那打坐的时候是阿华波，然后再更深的话，好像是伽马波还是什么波。他进入那一种，然后就是反正就是他做梦了，做梦以后就睡觉以后，他跟一个人哇，在做梦中跟一个人吵架。吵到哦，气呼呼的醒来，还在生气，就哦，原来那个是我心中的妈妈，不是妈。他也发觉原来在吵架那个不是人，这时候他才知道原来心中的妈妈不是妈妈。
So this person, when he was sleeping one time, so when we talk about sleep, maybe you don't know, you actually enter some kind of state, some level of samadhi. It's different, but then you do enter some kind of level. And then this person was dreaming, and then he was arguing with someone. He was very furious, and he had like a huge fight with the other person. And then he woke up, and then he was still tense and angry. And then suddenly he realized, oh, it's just a dream. Everything is just my mind. That person in my dream is me. And all of a sudden he realized, he understood what Fa Shi was saying. The mind, the mother in your mind is not your real mother.
这是一个例子，另外一个例子，有一个，那个是女生，现在这个也是女生，她妈妈往，她认为她在她妈妈是很重要的，那就是因为她妈妈照顾他们，你会觉得哇，妈妈都非常用心嘛，结果他妈在往生前没有等到他到了，就什么还没有到的时候他就给他断气，然后其实我们不是要一起往前走吗，怎么你没有等我就断气了，所以他很没有办法谅解。
So there's another example. This person, she always considered her mom very important, very dear to her, and then she thought the same, that she, her mom would think the same.And then her mother passed away, and she was trying to really rush to go to see the mother before she passed. She was rushing, and then she got there, but the mother has already passed. And then she got very upset because the mother, how come she didn't wait for me? You know, she didn't wait for me to see me before she let go of her last breath. How could she do that? I thought we're going to,you know, walk together. She should have waited for me.
你知道我们中国人对不对？如果什么人放不下，他一定要等到那个人才断气嘛。结果我以为我很重要，结果妈妈我还没有到他就断气了，这怎么
？Because in the Chinese culture, if someone is about to die, but they have something that they can't let go of, a person they can't let go of, they usually wait till the person arrives.Before they actually, you know, pass away. So they would hold on to their last breath before they actually die. But then this person thought, oh, my mother didn't wait for me and she didn't wait to see me before she passed. So I thought I was very important to her, but clearly it was not the case.
你知道吗？她妈妈已经死掉了，可是她那个激动的妈妈没有死。
Do you see it?Her mother, her real mother, is already passed, but the mother in her memory is still alive.
其实他更好玩的啊，这个人他妈妈在那个住院的时候啊，他妈妈的身体啊是躺在棺材里面，可是另外一个什么神似的妈妈是在旁边，他就跟他家人讲说。前面那个位置是妈妈要坐的，一个是妈妈的尸体，一个是什么她看到的妈妈，所以连她妈妈也不认为她死掉。
So what's even more strange is that she actually saw her mother, not the dead body, but the spirit or some kind of consciousness that has showed this form beside the coffin. So there was this physical form of the mother in the coffin, and then there's this spirit form that was standing right beside it. And then she told her family, okay, save this front seat for mother because she's standing there. And so not only she can see, but the mother, even the mother who passed, the mother didn't think that she passed. The mother still thought she's still alive.
那她是听到我的例子以后，她才听懂心中的妈妈不是妈妈。那我讲过妈妈就是往生的时候，那就当然，其实我妈往生的时候，就是前一天她就有一只右边的手已经冰冷了啊。那我因为没时间嘛，所以第二天我就问医生，医生说你只要把管拔掉，大概十分钟就什么，就断气了嘛，所以就拔掉了。那时候也没什么感觉啊。过了多久以后，妈妈的尸体就放在殡仪馆嘛，殡仪馆，然后你从殡仪馆的，因为要开始要火化嘛，就要从殡仪馆那个什么冰库啊拉出来。其实你在冰库拉出来也是一个不动的啊，也是还是活着的，是一个尸体，对不对？但是觉得有点怪怪的啊，跟平常啊会动的不太一样嘛，但是还没有烧掉了。接下来就推进去了，火化了嘛，推进去了，拉出来，变成一堆灰了哦，那个感觉很怪异哦。那时候我就想说，我妈妈应该，我看不到，应该神是在旁边或是跑掉了，所以我大概就是应该没有超过一分钟就转化了，反正我妈妈只是什么就下车了嘛，就是等于是司机哈，司机花姐啊，车子已经不行了，要下车，那车子烧掉了，司机在旁边不可能烧死的，所以他听到我这样以后，他就听懂了，原来心中的妈不是妈妈，那个记忆中的妈不是妈妈，他就听懂了。
So this person, she only start to understand what I meant by the mother in your mind is not your true mother, by my example. So when my mother was passing away, she was on life support and her arm was ice cold, and then I asked the doctor. The doctor told me, if you take her off the life support, she's going to pass within 10 minutes. And then the next day, that's what we decided to do. So we took her off life support, and then she passed. We did this, I didn't really feel too much at that time. And then she was sent to the funeral house, and then she was put in the fridge. And when I pull out the fridge, I see her. She is a little bit different from the mother I knew. She's not moving. It's different from the moving mother. And then they took her to for cremation. And then when you see the whole body goes in to be cremated, and you pull it out, and it became just a pile of ashes. And that moment, I was a little bit shocked. It felt really, really strange. And it took me about 1 minute to come back to myself. And then I started thinking, okay, the real her is not burned out. It's not cremated. That is impossible. It is like her consciousness is probably standing, her spirit or consciousness is probably standing right beside the body. And it's like the driver knew that this vehicle or this body is no longer functioning. So the driver left the car. It's the same analogy.
所以这个部分就是先懂了心中的妈妈 不是吗？他说可以讲说全部的影像，包括你眼前看到的影像声音，其实都是你东西，那你有这样子的观念， 那就是就跟祖师的那种见解是一样的。那么说知见，接下来就是心态，因为既然就是你的，那你面对外境就没有外境，那只不过是前后念。
So if you can understand that all images or all sounds are yours, anything you see, all phenomena are yours, then you are in accordance with the Chan Master's viewpoint. And if you understand that all belongs to you, then there is really no external environment to you. There's no external and there's no internal. Everything belongs to you.
啊，这几个人的例子，譬如说你们现在看到我，其实你的心明就是感知到我这个色相啊。另外一个用另外一个方式，就是你的佛性像布袋戏，有吗？布袋戏不是有一只手吗？那么把那只手叫到佛性啊。你的佛性穿着我这个人的造型的衣服，这是第一念，对不对？那第二念你就脱掉了，不是，你第一念穿了以后你马上脱掉，那接下来你就穿上你的衣服，就是你第一念穿着我这样的造型的衣服，脱掉以后马上穿上你的穿上你的自己的造型的衣服，这两个都是你的佛性在不同的时间里面穿脱衣服，都是你的。
So if you can understand that all phenomena belong to you, then there's really no external or internal. Everything is you, and then now it becomes the first thought and the second thought. For example, now you see me, and then it's actually the mind is aware of this form, this phenomena. The Buddha nature is like the hand inside a puppet in the puppet show, and that is the one that's controlling the puppet. And what you're doing is when you see me, you generate this first thought. Your Buddha nature is dressed as me, put on this costume of me. That is your first thought. And then the second thought, this Buddha nature gets off stage and put on another costume of yourself, your own thought, and then goes on stage. So, and then, but both thoughts, first thought of me and the second thought of yourself, all belong to you. It's just your Buddha nature putting on different costumes, coming on stage, getting off, change, and coming on and getting off.
这里面可能就讲就是十二因缘里面的五个因素，触、受、爱、取、有、哦、我就以佛性穿着触的衣服、受的衣服、爱的衣服、触受爱取的衣服还是有的衣服来做解释。佛性就是你的心性，什么都不是，可以穿上什么触的衣服、受的衣服、爱的衣服，然后取的衣服，其实是因为触，然后接下来乐受的衣服还是苦受的衣服，爱的衣服、撑的衣服，然后取的衣服，然后排斥的衣服。
And I can use this to illustrate. I can illustrate the 12 links using this analogy of Buddha nature getting on the stage. So we talk about the contact, sensation, cravings, grasping, and becoming. Those are from the 12 links. And what it is when you first see the object, you make a contact to it. It's your Buddha nature putting on this costume of contact. And then it gets off stage. The second thought, when you have sensation,is your Buddha nature putting on the clothes, putting on this costume of sensation, getting on stage, and then gets off. Third thought, craving, the Buddha nature starts to generate like, dislike, unfavorable, favorable. That's just the costume. And then it disappears, it goes off stage. Fourth thought and fifth thought, same. Grasping, generating, you know, if it's favorable, you want more. If it's unfavorable, you reject. Buddha nature is putting on this rejection or craving costume and goes on stage. And the second, last one is becoming. It's just another time that Buddha nature putting on costumes.
好，那我就请你们现在在你们在听我演讲嘛，哈、哦，你听了以后，然后其实很快你就偷看表了，哈、哦，因为准备开溜了，哈、哦，你只看到听了以后，哇，浪费时间，然后看表，准备开溜了，那中国就是中国人只好再忍下来，西方人就离开了，就你只看到这样子，其实这里面是有触说爱取有。
So let's just give you an example of what's happening right now. Some people may listen to me and then they start looking at their watch and then feel, okay, this is such a waste of time. Maybe I should leave. But what you don't see is you can explain this phenomenon using the 12 links.
你们会不会想到就是说我起嗔心，当你在看表，你会不会觉得我起嗔心，还觉得法师说的不好？
So when you're looking at your watch, and do you realize that you're actually allowing anger to arise, or you have this thought, oh, 法师 is not doing so well. Which one?
大部分的人、哦、连看到外境不合意都没有能力。大部分的人。
Most people don't even have the ability to see that their external environment is not favorable.
更不用讲说让我讨厌的那个人是我，这个根本就从来没有想过的。
So they can't, not to mention that they can't really understand the concept that whoever I dislike is actually me.
所以今天听了以后你都是能够想到说外境不如意，跟说哎呀，这个人怎么这样子？你如果再这样子的话，你会想到说外境不如意，你的什么？从此以后，你的行为就有另外一个选择了。
So if you listen to this talk today, and then you go back to your daily life, and you can come up with this idea of This is because that the external right now is not favorable to me. Instead of being very angry and say, okay, how can this person do this to me? And if you can realize that it is just simply because the environment is not favorable to you, then if you realize that, you have many, many other options.
我顺便拉到这边来，你看我们都还没有进入主题，你们看一看哦。自道无难，唯贤简择，淡漠真爱，纵然明白，有没有？嗔爱有没有？我们有嗔跟爱吗？有吗？哈。
So, going to the faith in mind inscription, the first verse, the supreme way is not difficult if only you do not pick and choose, and neither love or hate.And you will clearly understand.
你们在听的时候，你有没有看到你起嗔心，或者起个啊，华师怎么讲那么好，爱心。
So when you're listening to me, do you see yourself angry or being very joyful, or you're just saying, "Oh, 法师 is not doing so well," or "Oh, 法师 you're so great." Which one?Which kind of thoughts? What kind of thoughts arise in your mind?
你有所知道，一天你能够看到你嗔爱几次、哦、就已经很厉害了、哦、
So it is actually a very good practice if you can see yourself having this thought of anger or thought of greed. Only even if they only you only are able to aware of them.A few times a day, it is great practice.
我在南传看到他们说， 你把腰打直说因为你撑心，腰打直因为弯的时候不舒服嘛，所以你讨厌这种不舒服，所以你把它打直。你是修行撑心，撑心跟贪心，你追求舒服，排斥不舒服。我们晓不晓得？不晓得。
So I have heard this from the Theravada practitioners. When you straighten your back, it is because you have anger. You have this thought of anger arising. Because the reason you're straightening your back is because slouching makes you feel uncomfortable. So you straighten your back, and it is actually the anger is doing the work.So when you're doing straightening your back, you're actually practicing anger.
比如说你扫地，你是不是因为嗔心扫地，还是平常心扫地？这个很脏，把它扫了，因为很脏不如你的意，对不对？还是很脏跟很干净，你是平等的？可能有没有从头想到？可能都没有想过。
For another example, when you're sweeping the floor.Are you actually sweeping with the mind, equal mind, or you're sweeping with a comparison? Because, oh, this is so dirty, I have to get this cleaned up. And do you see that you're seeing the dirtiness and then it's unfavorable to you? Or you can have this mindset of being equal, either being dirty or being clean.Are the same.
好，喝咖啡，你加糖是不是因为嗔心的关系
？So let me ask you, when you drink coffee and you need to put sugar in your coffee, is that a result of anger?
有没有想到
？Have you ever thought about this?
所以有问人说，哎，咖啡你要哪个牌子？我说只要是黑色就可以了。
So when people ask me, okay, Fashion, which brand of coffee do you drink?I say, as long as it's black, I drink everything.
所以在日常生活当中，其实不合意你加糖，有吗？因为你没有加糖，你吃不下嘛，要你撑心嘛。所以你那个行为，在弄糖的时候，其实是撑心而引发加糖的行为，那我们一般不知道的。
So in daily life, when you're adding sugar in your coffee.Is because that is not a favorable coffee to you, and that is because your a thought of anger has arisen in your mind. And but we were totally unaware of it.
那有贪心、嗔心，一定在网上，一定是有能贪的我，那所贪的对象或所贪的人或所嗔的人。或所称的物。
So if you have anger or greed, and if you trace the source up more, then there must be a duality. There must be an object. There must be a subject. I that is not happy with this, and there must be an object that I am angry at.
所以说，还是回到刚刚。你们在听经对不对？那第一个我就用触受爱取有，你透过你的佛性，用你的佛性透过眼睛接触到我这个声音或是色相，用眼睛接触到我这个色相，用耳朵接触到我这个声相，就叫触，就叫触。
So let's go back to the example of what's happening now. You're listening to.The Dharma talk, and right now you're seeing the form, you're listening to me. It's actually the Buddha nature using the eye to contact this form, and you use your ears to contact the sound.
那刚才讲说另外一个方式是说，你的无畏真人或你的佛性穿着我这一个色相的衣服，或穿着我这个声相的衣服。那是你。
Another way to explain it is using the example of non-abiding true person, which is your Buddha nature. The Buddha nature is putting on this costume of me, and then gets off. And then the Buddha nature is putting on the costume of you, and then taking off, getting off the stage or getting off the clothes.
那因为我们心很粗、哦、所以你看了，你看到听到以后马上看表，其实你马上什么就看到穿着我这样的衣服的摄像的衣服，身上的衣服马上脱掉，穿着什么看表的衣服。
So because our mind is so coarse now, you're not aware of all these changes. You just see if you look at your watch, then it's because the Buddha nature first put on the costume of listening or seeing the form, and then change to another costume of watching of looking at your watch.
你没有看到你看表的时候，请问你有没有看到你是很舒服还是不舒服的
？So let me ask you, when you look at your watch, are you aware of your state of mind? Are you in the state of joy, or you don't feel so comfortable?
如果你非常舒服，你会去看表吗？
If you're feeling so great, so comfortable right now, is it possible for you to look at your watch?
所以你在看表的话，其实你的心过去的话，其实你是不舒服的受，譬如说身体紧张，那感受是不舒服的才看表。但是因为太快了，你在换衣服哦，来不，你那个当中间你没有看到，你只看到你在穿什么穿看表的衣服。
So, if your mind is very settled, you can actually see that when you're looking at your watch, your body is not very comfortable. It's probably very tight. You're not in the in a very comfortable state. And because our mind is so coarse, so we jump from you know contact. So the Buddha nature seeing the form directly to craving or grasping or rejecting, and that you didn't really feel the sensation in between.
所以在这个禅宗不用讲的太远，就在你每个当下，你就发觉都是你的东西，看也是你看，然后看表也是你看，对不对？溜掉也是你溜掉，但是你会觉得法师讲的不好。觉得话讲得不好，也是你的想法，有没有发觉
？So Chan is not so profound. It's actually right at your every moment in your daily life. So if you are you are able to understand it, everything belongs to you. The person that's if you're looking at the watch, that's you. You have this thought of leaving, that is you.Even when you're thinking, oh, Fa Shi is not, you know, talking so well, that is also you.
所以在你的任何时间点里面就有很多东西，很多法则，在你每个当下，就是你有不同的选择。
So if you can understand this at any moment, you understand this principle,then you have all kinds of choices. You have many different choices.
第一个就是书讲叫一人一世界，你在每个当下都有，你都可以看到一人一世界。
First, at any moment, you can see, that's what 师父 said too, one world, one person. One person, one world.
也就是说，这边全部都是像梦中法师意志旁边的什么旁边的路人，这个才叫路人甲路人乙、啊、全部都是你明的，都是从梦境，都是你的你自己的东西。
So it is like we're in a dream, in a dream state. For example, in this Chan hall now, you have so-and-so, this so-and-so,Everything belongs to you. everything is aware by you. It's just like when you're in a dream. Whoever shows up is your dream. It's you.
然后另外一个就是我们叫自导自演、哦、就是你一下扮演我，一下扮演看什么看表，全部都是你。然后一下说华师讲的浪费我的时间，也是什么，也是你扮演的。
And the second principle is that self-directing and self-acting. So we constantly do this to ourselves. For example, if you're listening, and then you look at 法师, that is you. And then you look at the watch, that is you too. And then you have this thought of, oh, this is not such a great topic, and that's also you.So you're constantly playing in your head. You're the self-director and the actor.
那我们因为我们有讲六正见，我还是把它重复啊。一人一世界就是什么？全部都是你的，也全部都不是你的。
And so we actually have six right viewpoints. First one is everything belongs to you. Everything is yours, but none of it is you.
那第二个就是后念碰不到前念、啊、就是你第一念你去看到我，那第二念我们就讲第二念，第二念就看表、啊、那看表跟刚刚那一念，就刚刚看的那一念必须要变成看表的念头，所以前念已经消失了，但是结论还在。
So
我们说后念碰不到前念。
So the second principle is that the latter thought cannot contact the previous thought. For example, the first thought, you saw me, so that is your first thought. You see this form. And then second thought, you look at your watch. AndThe first thought cannot, a second thought cannot touch the first thought because when the first thought, the second thought arises, the first thought has already perished. The first thought has to disappear first before the second thought arises.
那第三就是没有一个主体，通常我们叫处说爱取有嘛，我们一般讲说我看到，然后我舒服或是我不舒服，那接下来我喜欢我讨厌，接下来我要抓或是我要离开，你总觉得有个我从看到跑到感受去，又跑到喜欢去，那这里面就是无我，就是没有一个我从看到跑到喜欢，跑到乐受，跑到感受，跑到喜欢，但是有相续的现象，有看到的现象，有舒服的现象，有抓起，有喜欢的现象，有抓起的现象，但是并没有一个我从这边跑过去，这叫无我，没有一个我。
So the third one is that there is no single entity, there is no self. For example of we use the 12 links, the contact, sensation, craving, grasping, and becoming. So we usually feel that there's a self, there's an I, that I like this or I dislike this. And then so first you contact the form, and then you generate the comfort or discomfort.And then you have cravings, like or dislike, and then grasping and becoming. Maybe you start to think about leaving. And so you feel there's a self doing all this, I like or I don't like. But then in reality, there's this phenomenon of sensation appearing, discomfort cravings, rejections, grasping. Those phenomena exist.But there's no single entity, there's no self in it going around.
那第四个叫我们叫日面佛、夜面佛。 就是譬如说你觉得很好，这叫日念佛，不好叫做A念佛，这两者是平等的。
And then the fourth one is the sun face Buddha and the moon face Buddha. So the Buddha has this face of a sun, or the Buddha has this face of a moon. That's a direct translation. What it means is when you feel this is great, that is called the sun face Buddha. When you have this thought of this is so bad, and that is the moon face Buddha. And but they're both Buddha, they're equal. So either if it's good or bad, they're the same, they're equal.
比如好跟坏啊，你在同个时间不可能又好又坏，一定要比较嘛，有坏才能够知道好，有好才能够知道坏嘛。那好的起来的时候，坏还没有上台，坏的上台的时候好不见了，所以不可能有好跟坏。
So for example, good or bad, that is a comparison. There must be good for you to feel bad. Same, vice versa. But the truth is, when the good is there, the bad cannot arise.
可以再讲清楚一点吗？
没关系，好，好，那我讲，比如说，我穿着，比如说我现在是演员啊，然后现在我穿着一个坏人的一个服装上台，对不对？这时候你当下一定你是不可能讲说是好人坏人，对不对？那接下来我再穿一个，刚才是穿坏人的服装，现在下台以后再换一个好人的服装，对不对？你没有坏人作为基础，你就不可能去判断好人，对不对？你看哦，我穿上好人的服装，你坏人还没有上来，对不对？那我换上坏人的服装，好人已经消失了，所以不可能有好跟坏。
So, that is use the example of changing clothes and changing costume and going on stage.So first thought, maybe you thought this is bad, and that is Buddha nature putting on the clothes of this is bad. And the next thought, this is good. That is the Buddha nature putting on the clothes of this is good. But in order to say this is good, there has to be a bad for you to judge that this is good or bad. However, when the second thought,arises, the first one is already disappeared. So there's really no good or bad. There's no way to this is a delusion. The judgment comes from comparison of the first thought and second thought. But when the second thought comes up, the first one is already disappeared.
比如说地上很脏，你若是没有一个清洁来做判断，有没有办法判断它是脏？
So, for example, if the floor is very dirty, if you have never seen clean, how can you judge it is dirty?
我记得有一个小朋友，他在一岁两岁，那他妈就把他丢在床上，他就出去工作了嘛。那小孩子就大便嘛，那大便他也不晓得那是什么东西，那就拿起来，因为他用嘴巴来建立他的经验嘛，所以就尝一尝啊，也没什么味道啊。那个大便又黏黏的，所以他就什么插在脸部哈。啊，等他妈妈回来以后，他就抱抱，他妈妈吓死了。
For example, there's this little kid about 1 or 2 years old, and so the mother went outside to work, and then so she left the child in the crib.And then she left. The child, pooped. And then without knowing what that is, he tried to establish, his experience. And then he put the poo in his mouth and tried to taste it. And then he's like, oh, maybe doesn't have any taste. And then it's sticky. And then he started touching it everywhere. And then he put it on his face. And then when the mother came back, the child wanted to, you know, hug the mother, but the mother got really frightened, say, oh no, not right now.
所以大便本身可能就它有特质，它是黏黏的，对不对？那它吃的时候可能 也不知道是什么，可是妈妈是建立在什么，也被人家告诉说脏啊，其实是你两面，那在对外面在建立好啊跟坏。
So, for example, this infant, he doesn't really know if the poo is good or bad. He can probably, feel that it's sticky. But for the mother, immediately she knew that this is dirty because, she already, pre-established, what the poo is.
我最近又碰到有一个大人，小孩子才会吃大便嘛，那个大人他可以去吃大便，他吃了几次，他说大便好像，不是很有味道。他吃了两次还三次，这个很天才啊。
So we think only, you know, little kids, don't know very much, and they might taste poo. But I know this adult who has tried to taste the poo a couple times. And then he say, oh, this doesn't really have, you know, much of a taste, or it doesn't taste great. He is one of a kind.
所以你们要学那个谁啊，弘一大师讲说，甜有甜的味道，然后咸有咸的味道啊。
So we should learn from Master Hong Yi. What he said was, the sweet has the taste of sweetness, and salty has the taste of saltiness.
所以只要你好坏建立下去以后，其实你心中就是有衡量标准的。那这样衡量标准就是它本身是什么就是什么。
So.Sweet or salty, is just sweet or salty. There's no good or bad. If we, establish good or bad, then we start judging. So if we can just taste things as it is and not put, a judgment on it, that's the practice.
那刚才讲的就是，都是我们日常生活当中每个当下都会经历到的嘛，好像跟心情没关系嘛，现在拉回来啊。
So those are all just the examples that I give you in our daily life about Chan. But now let's go back to our faith in mind.
那我讲信心明，还要讲神位禅师的悟境是被师父强迫的啊。
So actually, I talk about this, and then I also gave lectures on the enlightenment stage of Master Sheng Hui.And actually, I was forced to give this kind of talk by 师父。
那神位禅师悟境，我在讲两年的时候，不知所云啊。
And when I was giving lectures on the enlightenment state of Master Sheng Hui, I gave this lecture continuously for 2 years, but I had no idea what I was talking about.
那神位禅师的悟境。两年以后，待会我就建立那一种禅宗的，等于是体跟用，或是性跟相的观念了。
So after giving the lectures for 2 years, finally I start to establish the understanding of the Chan principle of the essence and function, or it's called the nature.And the phenomena.
那个观念建立以后，那我就可以在那个时间就看到，就用体跟用。比如说，我的佛性就是见闻皆知那个佛性不动的，它有两个，至少有两个特质：见闻皆知的功能，但是它本身无相。这是体。那用就是种种的现象，相当于就是什么？海水跟波浪的关系。
So once I understand the concept of the essence and the function, so the essence is actually the Buddha nature. So to be called the Buddha nature, it must have these two qualities, First is that it does not move. And then also it must have the ability to perceive, to see, to hear, to do anything, to be aware. And the second function of the Buddha nature is actually the phenomena. It's expressed in the phenomena. And you can also try to understand essence and the function by using this analogy of ocean and the waves.
那就是比如说现在刚才不是讲吗、哦、我穿着什么、穿着法术的衣服、啊、法术的影像的衣服，那我穿着、这个声音的衣服，那我脱掉，然后又穿着这个什么看手表的衣服，这样就是什么你的佛性什么都不是，但是它可以产生种种的相。
So, for example, let's go back to the example that you're listening to the talk, and it's like you take on, you put on this costume of Fascist form, and then the Buddha nature takes it off and then put on this costume of looking at your watch and then taking it off. So, but all this phenomena, all these things are just phenomena. Which are the functions of Buddha nature. So all the phenomena are just part of the functions of Buddha nature.
那我们可能有听过这缘起性空嘛、哦、那缘起就是现象，那性空就是空，就是佛性。
So you probably heard about this phrase, condition arising, and the nature is empty. So when they talk about conditions arising, that is a description of the phenomena. When you hear about nature, the empty nature, that is actually describing Buddha nature.
那就刚刚那个例子来讲，我们可能讲啊，今天因为啊东珠禅师啊一个什么因缘，所以我们搬过来这边，那因为今天啊、哦，我从美国来，不是从台湾来，台湾来啊、哦，那刚好什么因缘，所以有这场法会，种种的因缘，对不对？那成就今天的这一个因缘，那接下来你的听法，对不对？就是大家讲说缘起嘛，哈、哦，有这种现象的缘起嘛。
So we can probably try to explain conditions arising. By today's occasion, there's a reason that, or there's a condition why the Chan Meditation Center is moved here, and then I just came from Taiwan, and all kinds of, you know, causes and condition that arise, and then now, and also you have the condition of coming here. Those are all phenomena.
那接下来你想说，这些性都是空的，哈，都是无常的。这你可以理解，可是跟你的经验有没有什么关系？
And then you can also say, oh, okay, the nature, the Buddha nature is just emptiness and it's impermanent. And you can say all these terms, but then how can you relate them to your life?
那我会用佛性，就是这一些这个东出禅师还有这些人，就是我的佛性穿着东出的那个什么禅师的衣服，他说我的佛性穿着什么这个几个色相的衣服，他说我佛性穿着法师的衣服，看你的心起什么相，你就是用佛性穿着什么衣服。
So I would explain it in terms of Buddha nature, putting on costumes. SoChan Meditation Center is actually your Buddha nature puts on this costume of Chan Meditation Center. And seeing Fa Shi is Buddha nature putting on this costume of Fa Shi's form and applies to any phenomena. So as depending on what phenomena you see, it's actually whatever phenomena you see is your Buddha natureputting on the costume of that phenomena.
那 你从心性跟现象来看待所有的什么世间的现象，那个现象因为因缘变化叫缘起，就是现象，可是它本身就是你的佛性所什么所穿的衣服。
So if you use this to see to perceive the Buddha nature and the forms, all phenomena, all forms, they come together or dissipate because of causes and conditions. But the essence itself is the Buddha nature. It's just the Buddha nature putting on different clothes, different kinds of phenomena.
那刚才讲说师父强迫我讲东渡禅师的不是讲所谓禅师的悟境嘛齁，那在讲信心明嘛，那一个是整个架构的就是体用的架构，那信心明主要是讲说你在要体会到体就是心体的话，那你可能会有哪一些什么哪一些等于是企图啊，后面就会讲这些，比如说止动归止，止根迷动，那就是因为什么？你在实践的时候就会有一些企图，就等于交流道。
So I told you that 师父 forced me to give lectures on the enlightenment state of Master Sheng Hui, and the purpose actually there are two purposes. First one is so that I could understand.The whole foundation of Chan school. And then the second one is to actually understand or experience the essence of mind. And then while practicing, trying to apply this concept, you will discover yourself having different kind of goals, trying to reach something during the practice.And those are actually what we call the exit points on the highway. If your practice is going somewhere on this highway, once you start having goals, those are like the exit. You're off the path. And by listening to the talk, well, we will tell you what kind of mistakes you will make during the practice.
好，那我们就来看第一集就可以了哈。知道无染为显显，为显简则，淡漠真爱，动然明白。知道就是你的佛性。
So the first phrase, the supreme way is not difficult, if only you do not pick and choose. The supreme way is exactly your Buddha nature.
那佛性，如果我们讲说海水或是黄金都可以做比喻啊，那海水绝对离不开那个波浪嘛，或是黄金做成各种形状的器具，那它都没有离开黄金。
So, we can use the analogy of gold to describe Buddha nature, or you can use ocean to describe Buddha nature. No matter how the Buddha nature manifests, it never departs.From phenomena. So if Buddha nature is gold, you can use gold to make all kinds of different things, but the essence is gold.
就像比如说我们在这边这些种种的现象相当于黄金做成了各种造型的，并做成张三的人形、李四的人形，可是它全部都是黄金，就是你的佛性起的像。
So, for example, the Buddha nature is like gold, and gold can be molded into all kinds of shape. If you see this person is made of gold, but it shows as this shape. So, the Buddha nature is just putting on the forms. Buddha nature has the ability to choose the form that it manifests, but the essence is gold.
所以你就在这中，在这些种种的你所感知的现象当中，看到什么不动的佛性。
So, amongst all these forms, different forms and phenomena that you are aware of, the people and the environment, everything, you can see the essence, the core essence of all these phenomena is Buddha nature.
比如说你有嗔爱，嗔爱一定是针对现象嘛。那你有嗔爱的话，你只看到现象，看不到能嗔的、能爱的是佛性。
For example, if you have if anger or greed arises, those must be phenomena. But we often just see the phenomena, and we don't see that it's actually the Buddha nature generating this phenomena. We don't really see the Buddha nature behind all these phenomena.
那我会讲说，你爱不到，撑不到。
And we tell you that there's no way you can love something.Or actually, hate something.
比如说你第一念，看到我，相当于你的佛性穿着我这样的影像的衣服或者声音的衣服，那你接下来要脱掉才能够第二念才产生爱或是嗔，对不对？你第二念脱掉要产生爱的时候，刚刚这件衣服已经不见了，所以你爱不到，嗔不到。
So for first thought, let's say you see me, that's your first thought, and that is the Buddha nature putting on the clothes of me, this form. And then the second thought, you either generate, you like it or you dislike it. That's your second thought. That's the Buddha nature putting on the clothes of like or dislike.But it is impossible for the second thought to contact the first thought because the Buddha nature has to take off the costume of this physical form before it can manifest into the second thought, which is dislike or like.
那我们这边讲，我们不要嗔爱啊，这个是三祖所讲的哈。那中空明本公司啊。他叫我们不要嗔爱嘛，那我刚才讲是你爱不到，嗔不到啊。可是中翁禅师讲说，我爱也没有离开佛性，我嗔也没有离开佛性。
And so the verse said, neither love nor hate, or you can say when love or hate are both absent, everything becomes clear. And the Chan master said, 中峰明本He put an explanation on this verse. So first, there's no way you can actually love something or hate something. And we already explained that. And then also, the second point is, no, regardless of if it's love or hate, that is both love or hate is your Buddha nature.
那中空，我们那个中空禅师，每一句都会大概有三个啊，一个是从禅师的立场啊来描述，那接下来从义理的解释来描述说义理解释什么意思，最后是又是从禅师体验的角度来否定，也不是否定啊，就是从义理的解释，他要把你从解悟拉到正悟。
So the faith in mind, this is the work of the third patriarch. And now we're using Chan Master Zhongfeng Mingben to explain this verse. And so what the Chan Master is doing is that he will first explain it by understanding. So by words, trying to allow you to comprehend or understand the concept of this verse. And then second, he's going to explain it in such a way that from his own experience, and so that he can actually elevate your comprehension from merely understanding in the head to pure realization from experience.
那我们举例啊，我们这句话把它讲完就结束啊。那这句话是知道无染为先行，为先拣择是中空的什么？不是，是三祖的 这四季记嘛，就是八个字嘛。那这一个中风就会分三段了。第一个就是讲什么这个乱七八，不是乱七八糟的，就看不懂的啊。你跟我是可以解释的，现在没时间了啊。就第一个是禅师从他的经验上，也就跟这句话完全没关系的啊。这第一个，那接下来是什么？讲完以后，接下来义解的就是从这个就大家都看得懂了，就是义理的解释，有没有？什么限制一致什么前该物证啊，这比较容易看懂了啊，就是义理解释的叫做解悟，说明道理的你就听懂了叫解悟啊。那接下来第三个就是什么，又来火定里面啊，就是就接下来 PA 就是什么，就从禅师来的角度，从证悟的角度来火定也可以，或从把你从什么解悟拉到正悟，我们叫信解什么行正，他要把你拉到正悟。
第一个
是禅师的境界啊，
So the verse is written by the third patriarch, and then we're using the Chan master's explanation to understand the verse.So you will see the Chan Master Zhou Feng Mingben. He used three different kinds of approach to allow you to understand and practice. So first approach is to describe his state of realization. So when you read it, when most people read it, you feel this is just gibberish. It didn't make any sense to you. And then he starts writing things, explaining things, and then those words make sense to you, and you can probably comprehend what he was trying to say. And the third approach, as he continues, is to deny all these explanations, because he has the real actualization from his experience. And then those are called the actualization or realization from those are the understanding from realization. And so he starts to deny his explanation previously because those are word meanings, comprehension.
所以你看到、哦、知道无然为先拣择，就是三祖讲不要取跟舍嘛，所以叫你不要取跟舍。可是中风假如说不应该，哎呀，有取有舍你就看不到自道，有取有舍还是看到自道。
So the first verse, so the third patriarch said, "Don't pick and choose." And the Chan Master is saying, "Even if you pick and choose, that is the supreme way."
那我在。最后就把它讲说，譬如你们听到我，你不要不应该贪，不要起嗔心或起贪心嘛，哈、哦。那就说啊，我不要贪，不要嗔。可是中风禅师是什么？贪跟嗔都可以。
And then now, come back to real time. If you're listening to me, and most people will tell you, oh, don't let your thought of anger or thought of greed arise.But from the perspective of Chan Master, he says anger or greed are okay. They're fine. You can do both.
那我们就会觉得很奇怪啊。那我在这个结束就结束了。
And then we probably feel, why does he say that? That's so strange.
就是说，我们在面对这些，通常我们会有一般人会讲说，我撑，我不要撑。啊、哦，贪我不要贪嘛。一般我们刚开始的时候，这很具体嘛，啊、哦，从贪变成不贪，从嗔变成不嗔嘛。
So first, when we initially start practicing, we want to practice abandoning greed or anger. When you find yourself being angry or being greedy, you tell yourself, "I don't want to be greedy. I don't want to be angry."
那从中翁禅师的角度说，你本来是有我贪，你看到里面没有我， 贪，是从我贪变成有贪，但是没有我，他是要除，你认为是有我。
So from the Chan Master's perspective, when we're feeling, oh, I am greedy, and he's not trying to change your thought, and you try to tell yourself, don't be greedy. And instead, you just see that there's this phenomenon of greed, but there's no self, there's no I in it. There's no I that's being greedy.And his point is not trying to eliminate greed, and he's trying to eliminate your ego.
那就以师父的例子啊，就是说，嗔就是生气嘛，哈，然后不嗔就是不生气嘛，啊，那，师父曾经讲过什么？有喜怒哀乐，但是没有烦恼。
So, for 师父's example, so.Angry or agreed, and then not trying to change angry to not angry. What he said was there are all kinds of emotions, joy, sadness, happiness, and being upset. All these emotions are there, but there's no vexation.
那我就要举实际上的例子啊，是第一次。骂我，哦，很凶，我会瞪回去，哦，师父，哦，欢叔跟欢脸，还是欢脸跟欢叔一样快，哦，他马上说狗醒啦，我说这样才对啊。
So let me give you a solid example. When first 师父 first scolded me. He was very mean. And then I got really upset and I stared at him. And then immediately, it's as if 师父can change his face. Next second, he became so kind to me and said, oh, 郭醒啊. And then I thought, okay, yeah, that's the way you should talk to me.
那现在我知道师父他一下就是穿这么扮演黑脸一下，扮演白脸，他不是在称心，他是在表演。
So now I realize 师父 can at one instance be a very mean person, and the next instance he can be so kind and compassionate. There's no anger in there.And he was just putting on a great act.
如果他把我当成对象，当成对象，而起嗔心了，你刹那间要变成勾心啊，很难。
So if he actually sees me as an object, it would be extremely difficult for him to change his face from being upset to very kind.
你们知道吗？就是那个演员啦，一下扮演坏人，一下扮演好人，很容易嘛，因为他本来就不是坏人，是好人。
But you know, for actors or actress, it's very easy for them to this movie they play a good guy, next movie they become an evil guy. Those are very easy because the actor is neither a good person or a bad person.
也就是说，从头到尾没有人。没有我，你在称一个人，或是我在什么对跟柔软没有，但是对那些有能手的人，你昏你我的人，他会觉得师父对我凶，哦，师父，哎，这应该这样才，那是欢呼自己的有那种什么能手的这种方式来看待，可是对来讲的话，从来他只是随着因缘产生。撑的波浪，然后产生就是柔软的波浪，并没有下一个人，或是要什么，要改变一个人。
So for enlightened beings, there are no people, and there's no self, and so there's no way that enlightened beings will be angry at a person or be mad at a person. It's only when we operate in duality, you still have the subject and an object, then you feel, oh, Shifu is upset with me when he's showing anger. Or, oh, Shifu is being so kind to me when he's showing compassion. He is just putting on a great act due to causes and conditions. There are different waves of anger or greed. Those are phenomena, just like the wave. But there's no person, there's no self in there.
那今天从头到尾都很容易懂嘛，对，最后比较难懂嘛，哈。
So I think from the beginning to now, it's this talk has been quite easy until this very end.
所以难懂只有五分钟而已，对不对？你容易懂的是有九十五分钟，对不对？
So the difficult part is only, you know, I only talk about the difficult part for 5 minutes, and the rest of the 95 minutes is the easy part.
所以如果觉得诶，好像那个不容易懂，我想懂，我们还有两次啊。
So if you really want to understand the difficult and profound part, we still have two more classes.
那我相信你听了这么多，大概也是都忘光了啊。
But I'm guessing probably even though you have heard me talking so much, you probably forgot most of it.
那你懂多少你就什么看能不能用就用多少。
No matter how much you understand, apply those views that you understand with your daily practice.
因为我们的佛性跟佛的佛性完全一样，但是那个知见部分，好像那个功能部分，我们不清楚而已。
Because actually, our Buddha nature is exactly the same as Buddha's Buddha nature. It's only that our viewpoints are different, and also we're not entirely clear about how the Buddha nature functions.
比如说我有胸，但是没有我在胸啊，这个怎么可能，对不对？
For example, there's the phenomenon of anger, but there's no self that is angry. And you might feel, how is that possible? I don't understand.
所以有时候心中的妈妈不是妈妈哦，就是你要懂哦，三连懂了以后表示你有三根。
So I say, just a simple concept of the mother in your mind is not the real mother.If it took 3 years for you to understand, that means you have very deep virtuous root.
啊，如果你三年还是没有听懂，表示你也有三根。
Even after 3 years, you still don't understand. You still have very deep virtuous root.
因为你愿意来听就有三根，那听不懂又来，那你也有三根。
Because if you understand it and then you come to listen, it makes sense. You have good virtuous root. But if you don't understand it, you still come to listen, that means you must have great virtuous root.
Uh-huh.